Welcome back. Since this study, I've been pondering the relationships of men and women, specifically marriage, of course, and expectations. I believe that a lot of people, when they get married, they expect that person to be much more than they could ever be. I think the whole religion of romance promotes that idea that in marriage you will find a fulfillment. In that romantic relationship that you expect to come with your marriage, you'll find a great fulfillment. Many women are taught to expect a great fulfillment in a wedding, in a planned wedding. And people actually spend millions of dollars on the wedding day. But in the end, they turn out to be just a married couple, and all the thrill is gone. And perhaps their partner doesn't live up to the expectation of what they want them to be. What does our Creator Yahweh expect for us to get out of the marriage from our partner? I guess that's the real question. What I find is that so many people expect so much but are so disappointed, and then they start having trouble in their marriage because it simply does not live up to their expectations. The problem is that I find is that men generally in our society and probably throughout history need more than what one woman can give them. By nature, even. We all have to admit that there's a certain amount of instinct, if you will, in the behavior of men that cannot be denied. Of course, being men and higher than the animals, we're to control or rule over our instinct. But if we don't have a controlling or a ruling factor that is higher than ourselves, that's most difficult to control. As you know, we have the term dogs, or the Israelites use the term dogs as a term for Canaanites. Even the Messiah himself referred to as a cultural thing that the Canaanites were dogs, and that's what would be the reason for that. Well, when you think of our society today and how men consider it a badge of honor, using honor the way the world uses it, a badge of honor, or maybe a badge of obedience to their instinct, to rack up as high a number of conquests as they can. I mean, you heard, hey, dog, what's going on? Or, you know, and it actually has become a term that is not thought of to be derogatory in our society, but quite the opposite, where good has become bad and bad has become good. You know, they use the term as a slang type term for dog. And you'll see this especially in some cultures and more than others. But it crosses over cultural lines and has become a pop thing, a popular thing, as in the pop culture. It crosses racial lines. But it seems no matter how hard Roman-style monogamy is enforced in a society, that it becomes quite accepted for men to have mistresses. Or, like I said, because Roman-style monogamy is enforced, it is quite acceptable for a man to divorce and remarry and divorce and remarry many times throughout his lifetime. The practice is called serial monogamy, of course, contrasted with polygamy, or a man having the ability to take several wives. And then the woman can't be satisfied with the man alone, because women, I think by nature, well, and obviously by nature, are not as driven by the instinct that causes, that leads to procreation as the man is. For good or ill, you know, no matter what anyone thinks of it, yes, men do think of sex far more often than women do. And men are just actually reminded by their own body, by their own physical makeup, if nothing else. And that's why modesty should be the rule in the church, absolutely. Especially for women. That's why I believe that Paul included that, the way women dress, the adornment should be of the inner woman rather than the outer woman to get attention of men or whatever, and also modest apparel, because men are men, and men do have an instinctive drive to toward procreation, though they might not desire the result. They desire the process far more than women. Women seem to be off half the time, which creates a problem. And especially when women are pregnant, it creates a problem for the man. I can see why Yahweh allowed men to have more than one wife. Another thing I've noticed is that women, as I was getting to, women need women. Whereas men tend more to be more exclusive in their relationships with other men. For instance, two men in a household doesn't work, and that's why polyandry as a form of marriage would never work, because men were made by Yahweh to rule over the household. So two men in a household will never work, because then a woman would have two masters. And I guess in some screwed up fantasy of some women in a perverted society, that a woman could think that she might have two husbands and she could rule over them. But you see what I'm getting to. But another observation is women go to the bathroom with other women and men don't. Women get along with other women far better than in a close-knit relationship or tight-knit relationship, far better than men could get along. And like I said, in a household, it would seem like it would be far better for more women to get along. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I should stop right here and stop what I'm talking about. I'm just going by observation, though. You never see two men, you never see a group of men running to the bathroom together, but you see women doing it and making each other up and so forth, and things that women do that men would never do. And I think, you know, mainly one thing I've observed from the description or definition of adultery in the scripture is that adultery in the scripture, as defined by the scripture, always brings two men into the same marriage bed. That's right, two men into the same marriage bed. How does that happen? Well, if a man is married, man and a woman are married, and the man sleeps with another man's wife, that's called adultery. He brings two men into not only his own marriage bed by sleeping with the other woman, because she has another man who is a partner. He brings not only two men into his marriage bed, but he brings two men into her marriage bed, the man and the woman who commit adultery do. And of course, two men in the same bed is an abomination to the Lord. And I believe that goes without saying, extending to homosexuality. But basically, without two men in the same marriage bed, I don't believe that there's any danger of spreading venereal disease, for instance. For instance, if a man had a wife and he had a concubine or a mistress who was exclusive to him, well, there's no danger there to the man or his wife as far as the venereal disease is concerned. But the minute that his mistress or his concubine sleeps with another man or brings another man into that marriage bed, then that's where the danger comes in. And I believe that traditionally that's why the woman was more scorned for being loose than a man, because a woman having multiple partners brings many men into the same bed, especially in the case of where a woman is a whore or plays the harlot. And that's why a woman who commits adultery would be a whore or a harlot. But then again, we have to remember that the scriptural definition of adultery is a man sleeping with another man's wife. I guess that would be as simply put as it could be. A man sleeping with another man's wife is adultery. And I believe that that would be a cause for divorce. For a woman to divorce her husband if her husband is sleeping with another man's wife, that would be a cause. Another observation is that there are more women on the planet than there are men. Not by much, but a small percentage. And I believe the percentage was something like 53% of the population on the planet. 53, 54, something like that. Of the population on the planet are women. And you say, well, that's no big deal. That's only a 3 or 4% difference. So there's only 3 or 4% more women than there are men. Well, even if that were true, that would create a problem. But the problem is bigger than that. Even if it were only 2%, that would create a 4% difference. Now, if there were only 100 men on the planet, and 100 people on the planet, and 52 were women, 48 would be men, that would mean that under a forced monogamous society, that you would have 4 women out there who could never get married unless they steal a man from another woman. So we set up a situation where many women have to go without a husband simply because there aren't enough men to go around. Now, I believe that's even more so in the church. I've noticed that in most churches you'll see a lot more single women that aren't married and probably never will get married. Some of them are very homely or even ugly, or you may have women with disabilities, or just like I said, just plain homely and not chosen first, and may never have a husband because no one's going to choose, any man who has any wisdom at all is not going to choose a disabled or homely or ugly woman to be his wife, knowing that there are other choices out there. Because remember, there are more women than men. So he's going to choose, and that's part of the instinct, the natural proclivity of man is to follow his eyesight. I mean, it's something we can't get around unless we're blind. But I'm going to tell you, man, I've been married to 2 beautiful women in my life, and now when I think about them, I think about what Jesus said when he was talking to the scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, and he said to them, on the outside, you're beautiful. Well, he didn't use those words. He said, you're like whitewashed sepulchers. You were like whitewashed tombs. But on the inside, you're full of dead men's bones. So beware. Looks is not everything. Look for an inner beauty, if you can. But most men would rather look for both, hope they find it. But I know there's, from my own experience, there's a lot of deception out there. And then there's a lot of women who don't even know they're deceiving. I think it's more important to pay attention to a way a woman has grown up, or a man for that matter, if you're a woman, to pay attention to the way the man has grown up. Really take a good look at the parents if they're around. What are the parents like? And there are more important things than looks. You got to have to look for that inner beauty. And if you're really fortunate, I guess you can find both.